Let's turn to West Africa, where Ebola has sickened more than 1,000 people in recent months and killed more than 500. Now, Sierra Leone's chief doctor working to stem the spread of the disease has been sickened by it himself. The country's health minister confirmed that Dr. Sheikh Humar Khan has contracted Ebola, and he called Khan a national hero for his work fighting the disease. NPR's Jason Beaubien was just in Sierra Leone reporting on the epidemic. And Jason, did Dr. Khan illness come as a surprise, or does it just tell us more about the risks that medical workers take when they're treating patients who have Ebola?
I think it has come as a bit of a surprise. I mean, we are 5 months into the response to this outbreak, and we're still getting a lot of healthcare workers infected, but there's sort of a belief there that the doctors at least know how to protect themselves from this disease. And the fact that he came down with this, I think, is unfortunately a really bad public relations blow in a place where people are already incredibly terrified of this disease.
And as you mentioned, we're in the fifth month now of trying to battle back this particular epidemic, which first broke out in Guinea and then spread to Liberia and Sierra Leone. This may be one of the worst, if not the worst, on record. Why is this outbreak so bad?
I think part of the reason that it's so bad is that it's in West Africa. There was never an Ebola outbreak recorded in West Africa before. So you've got a place that was not at all geared up to deal with it. You also have a population that is much denser than you normally would see around some of the other places where we've had Ebola outbreaks, in Central Africa, in Uganda, in the Congo, places like that. Usually these outbreaks were in small villages. Unfortunately, people would just generally die from it. The international workers would come in, they'd isolate the village. Some people would survive. The majority of people who got it would die. After 3 months or so, that had all sort of run its course. Well, in West Africa, the population is much denser. You've got a lot of people moving around, moving to larger cities, trading across the borders, and that has allowed this virus to really move within human populations in a way that it never has before.
Right. You know, and Jason, I was really struck by the fact that you said that one of the major issues about Dr. Khan contracting Ebola is that it's also an informational or a public relations issue, which is really, in the world of public health, very, very important because you want to spread the right kinds of accurate information. You've been reporting about how there have been a lot of rumors circulating about Ebola and this particular outbreak. I mean, how has that affected the work of public health officials?
It's just made everything much more difficult. You know, one of the most common ones was that this disease in Sierra Leone came from this woman from Guinea, and she had a snake in a bag, and she came across the border, and if anyone saw the snake, they would die, and then the woman who had the snake died, and then the snake was out running around. And, you know, people are already terrified enough of this disease. It's killing people. It is an awful, horrific way to die. And having that as just this other distraction doesn't help. People need to understand that it's spread by touching other people. There's also all kinds of rumors out there that it's spread through the air, that it's spread by mosquitoes. Just imagine you're living in a place you've never seen a disease like this that kills people incredibly quickly. And to imagine that it's being spread by mosquitoes, which are everywhere and biting people and biting you, that doesn't help either. And so getting the messages out, letting people know you can protect yourself is really important. And it's really been a challenge to get people to accept this, in part because this is a very remote part of West Africa.
You recently reported, Jason, that doctors were telling you that Ebola can be beaten. That's for sure. I mean, previous outbreaks have been contained. In the case of this outbreak, I mean, were they saying that because, you know, do they see containment on the horizon anytime soon?
You know, doctors are saying that they believe that if you get people into treatment soon enough, very early on, you have a much better chance of surviving. There is no cure out there for Ebola, but by simply getting people's immune systems at as, you know, strong a level as they can, they think they can increase the chances of surviving this disease. So that's what they're really trying to focus on.
Mm. Now, Jason, if I may, you went to hospitals where patients were being treated who had contracted Ebola. I mean, I'm just curious, what did you do to sort of mentally and emotionally prepare yourself to go into these places? How did you ensure your own safety?
It's an interesting thing because talking to experts from the WHO, from the World Health Organization, from the CDC, from Doctors Without Borders, I know how this disease spreads. And if you can avoid touching people who are sick and infectious, you're not going to get it. And I was doing absolutely everything I could to make sure that that didn't happen, and it never happened. But even doing that, you still are freaked out. Just thinking that it's around you, it's the type of disease that really does play with your fears and your emotions. And yeah, that's also a big part of this disease.
It gives us a glimpse into the minds of the people who actually live there and are living in the towns and villages where the outbreak is hit.
Yeah.
Well, NPR's Jason Beaubien recently spent more than a week in Sierra Leone reporting on this Ebola outbreak. Thanks so much for talking with us, Jason. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome.